Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Who's out there with me? Anybody on yet? What's going on? Anybody out there yet? What's going on? Can anybody hear me?
Hello?
Hey, my brother, what's going on there?
Peace, Michael. How you doing, brother?
Oh, brother, I'm doing good. I'm just trying to test this whole thing out. I'm sure going to need some help with it because it's got a lot of gadgets and things to go on, but we're live and others can hear us, but I'm trying to see how I really need to work with it. You know, I'll probably be getting with somebody. We'll probably next time bring to the library and let y'all show me how it goes. I just want to get it up and going. So like she said, maybe you can host it the next time or somebody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've got to get behind it and, you know, see what's going on with it.
Oh, yeah. We can definitely get it done. I mean, I just had to work with it a little bit. I mean, I just wanted to make sure I had you on it right. So, and I called out, but you had called in. I thought that I could automatically hook you up, but I guess I can't. But I just didn't know how to do it.
Yeah, because I'm dialed into the call, but then I got the call from you. So, I guess I'm on both right now.
Right. Okay. I got you. And it says something about creating, I think they said a call for like music to be playing like on commercials and all that. Like I said, this is just a new phase with me now. Right now we over in, I can't believe it, Egypt. Let's see. Washington is international.
Oh, wow. So
oh, man, no, everything I love, man. This is real with what I'm doing here. You know, like I said, this is just the beginning. Next time I'll have it, like, when the radio come on with the news, or rather, I have news shots, you know, commercial here and there because I got 45 minutes of what I do. Then I also have music, like, on break, come back and say something about what's happening in coronavirus or whatever, you know, and then come back to the regular show. Like I said, it's just starting out now. I've been getting a couple people saying, hey, how you doing? First time out, congratulations, you know, different things like that's being said. So
nice.
Oh, brother, we said international. We wasn't lying. When we said national, we meant business.
Oh, that's right. Like come that. On now.
Man, we meant business like that for real. We already international, like I said. People out there just wondering and waiting and, you know, trying to get on. You know what I mean? Got one more calling in now. Let's see who this is. And tonight, like I said, I just want to experiment with talking about, like I said, Brother
Hello.
Curtis up there. Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Deshonda, how you doing?
Yes, who's this?
This is Michael Washington. You know this is the host of Blog Talk Radio, Oklahoma Coalition for People Abuse International.
I know who you is, Mr. Washington.
Do you? Yeah.
Garrett's
well, like
on,
I don't see guys. He said, what?
Well, we all on here, but again, y'all, we're going to have to ask you to, if you can, to kind of dim your mics on whoever's in there with you or whatever, because like I said, we got people all over the world is listening. So we want to keep it focused here without being distracted. But anyhow, we know there's going to be a noise here and there, but I mean, for us talking to them while you're on air, go ahead and delete your mic if you need to talk to them or whatever. That way we won't get distracted. Okay, so let's see. We got those two on, and okay, Mr. John. Thank you, Mr. Washington, for coming on, and please tell us more about Mr. Curtis Williams. Hold on, y'all. Okay, I just told him I will be doing that later. And as everybody get on, give him about another 5 minutes, let everybody get on. Y'all, we well on the way, just trying to. You hear me? Hello?
She's probably on mute, Michael, but yeah, I'm here with you, man. I'm on standby.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted. Okay, let me try to dial in a few more numbers here. I know, let's see. Oh, yeah, y'all, bro, man, we finna rock the house, y'all. We are live. I mean, live streaming. We only thing about it, they don't let you have, like I said, video conference, but I like this. What we're doing anyway, we have an opportunity to get what we need done, you know. Thank you, Mr. Washington. What is the name of your group? Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse. where our motto is change your world and your world will change around you. Right now, we don't have a website, but you can visit us at our Empower People, Inc. page as well as on Facebook. Thank you for calling. He said, no, don't hang. He's not hanging up. He said he's really interested in Curtis, on the story of Curtis, so we'll talk a little bit about it here in a minute. Yeah, Brother Fonderberg, I get, you can say a few words while you're on and while people listen. Tell them who you are, what you do, or what's up with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just here to support the calls and be in solidarity with
sorry,
you, brother.
But the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
I'm sorry.
Goodbye.
Go ahead. I'm sorry I did it. Go ahead.
No, so you good,
if
brother.
If you have
just
a mailbox on your system, please press pound.
Uh-oh, what in the world? Okay, go ahead.
Please redial the 10-digit mailbox number of the person you are calling. If you have a mailbox on this system, please press pound.
Oh, Lord, I'm not so trying to say this.
Please redial the 10-digit mailbox number of the person you are calling. If you have a mailbox on this system, please press pound. Sorry you were having trouble. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Goodbye, because I don't know what the heck I'm doing with this.
Yeah, we're going to get it figured out. We're going to get it figured out.
Oh, yeah, but at least right now, we're on the air now. I mean, you know, we're like a radio station. You know, like I'm going to be playing music and different things, but this is just the experimental part. And a lot of people saying, hey, man, brother, take your time. We understand this. We've been looking for people doing stuff like
that.
So, hello? Hello? Is somebody on there else with you?
I'm on here, Michael.
Okay. Let's see, y'all. We'll do a little bit more talking here on this. Right now, like I said, you got a little bit of time to really just, you know, get the feel of our new sound system and things of that nature. Like I said, we'll be able to, like say, for example, if I'll put y'all on hold a minute, you'll have some nice mellow music that's being played. And, you know, the guy said he could help me out. Thank you for coming on the air. You know, just different things right now. I'm getting feedback and things. So this is going to be good. And, again, especially when I told people that they can get in and talk about their issues, not only in Oklahoma, but we want to talk about it in Texas, Chicago, Denver, wherever you may be. Well, what this is doing is giving them a platform by which to address and air their concerns. So we want everybody to know and feel that this is your radio station. I'm simply just someone who's manning it, and there'll be a time when someone else other than myself will be on to handle the on-air, you know, reasonable arguments or discussions that we maybe have. Again, we're live on air, live streaming. We have 36 minutes and 16 seconds left. I'm a 45 window time frame to be on air. What we're going to do is doing a show like this once a week, probably at this time of day when everybody's in and not doing too much, having too many things on their mind. And again, to give you a relaxation mode to where you can come in and say, okay, well, I'm not doing anything. Let me go in and see what the world is talking about. Let me speak with Brother Michael Washington and, you know, whoever the guest may be, and people can call in and ask questions, and maybe some of our guests can answer them for you out there. So again, tonight, our first guest tonight is just simply someone who's with Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse, while our motto is change your world and your world will change around you. This is an experimental process, and again, this is our first time out, and hopefully that those who are listening, you will give us your listening ear and lend us your patience, and we thank you so much for your consideration, because this, again, is your show. This is Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse International. It is connected to Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse, where our motto is change your world and your world will change around you. We're so happy to be on the air, and we want all of you to know that we have love and concern for you. We may not know you. We may not be from the same mother, but when you're in our organization, we're all one kin. We don't care about you, black, pink, white, purple, gray, orange, or green. As long as you're a human being, you matter. As long as you're not out there trying to disrupt people's lives, destroy them, or keep them from advancing, we're going to recognize you by any means necessary. We want everybody to know that your ideas, opinions count, that your misery count. If it's something that's on your mind and we're on, we want to hear it. We're going to have different topics. I'm not going to be the only one issuing topics. Maybe our guests may say next week we may want to hear about domestic violence. We may want to hear about gang violence. We may want to hear about shooting that's being rampant in all states. You know, it's all about your hearing and listening ear. So if I give you something that you want to come on and listen to or say, then you're going to bring more people in audiences with you. Why? Because they're going to want to know and know that you're addressing an issue for them. So we just give God the praise and honor for allowing us to do that. We're going to take another 3 or 2 minutes, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the subject tonight, the killing of Curtis Buff Williams. I think this is something that is going on not only in Oklahoma, but basically in every state in the union. As a matter of fact, we've had horrific killings and gun downs and shootings of killings like Breonna Taylor and George Floyd and various other men and women at Castanio Steel. Those people like that. So, again, it's not just happening here in Oklahoma. We want to know what's the real deal here. Even though this says Curtis, the killing of Curtis Buff Williams, we want to stick to that topic. However, we may want to do a show next time as to why are blacks being targeted to be assassinated by civil servants who themselves are supposed to be protecting and serving rather than being the perpetrators themselves. So I'm hoping that everyone understands that. Thank you, Robert. Yes, exactly. I know it may be going on in your state too. Thank you again. That's why, again, whenever your names and pictures pop up, I will be recognizing you to let you know I am listening to you and that you're, whenever you say something, it is coming through. Robert, if you can, have some more of your friends or family members to be on this. We're going to be back next week. So we just want y'all to come in, and maybe you have something to say. Maybe a loved one of yours was maybe not necessarily killed, but just got beaten up by the police. Maybe he got hit by a car by the police or whatever. I don't care. Well, the matter is our civil service should be serving us rather than harming us because they have a license to damage or beat us down. So we just want y'all to know that. All right, everyone, having said that, let's get on with the show tonight. We also have, again, our topic, the killing of Curtis Buff Williams. For those of you who don't know, Curtis Buff Williams was killed on March 27, 2021. He was an inmate in the Oklahoma County Detention Center right here in Oklahoma City at 201 North Short Tail, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73102. Curtis, like many other inmates in the jail, were suffering traumatically from deplorable, dehumanizing conditions inside the jail. Yes, bed bugs, overcrowding, there's mold in the shower, in the food serving areas. Inmates were denied adequate medical treatment and still are being. They were forced into a cell that was designed for two men where they had put three in them. Overcrowding is a terrible shame. They weren't getting three meals a day. And this came from a scathing report by the Oklahoma Health Department, which cited the county jail with 60 infractions now. Well, in this particular situation, Curtis was on the 10th floor of the county jail, along with several other inmates. They were there, and an officer came by, and he opened up the cell doors to hand out medicines, I'm told, from my investigation, it is. And as the officer came through, he was taken hostage. But now, mind you, everyone, yes, Curtis was the perpetrator, I'll say it, in this particular time. But now let's see what drove him to that. We're not going to give anybody innocence. First of all, the family and I agree, and some of them are listening now, that Curtis should not have come out and taken a jailer hostage. However, let's see what caused him to come out of that cell and do what he did. There's always two sides of the story to every equation. And when there's a missing piece of the puzzle, if you have the right piece to put it back in place, you can complete the puzzle, which I intend to do at this moment. Thank you so much. Now then, Curtis came out of the cell again. He took the jailer hostage. It's no secret. It's been all in the news, in the newspapers. And as a matter of fact, the family called me up, Michael Washington, and we went international, World News Tonight. They called me up and said, Mr. Washington, we need somebody that we know are going to set this story straight to let people know that our loved one was killed in there, and we know that you're the person who's going to handle it. So they called me up, and we did a press conference that same day. And we went out there, and we let the folks know that Curtis was a product of his environment. He was simply subjected to cruel and unusual punishment on a daily basis. Once again, bed bug bites. And as a matter of fact, when he came out of his cell, he clearly made it known that the officer is not intended for the officer to be hurt. They simply need attention on not being fed, toilets overflowing, can't shower, can't get the haircuts, can't get adequate food, not getting the food on time, missing meals. Mind you, Curtis had been in there now for 2 years. Now, just think, this thing going on, not being given your canteen on purpose because they know it's going to rear you up because they're not feeding you right. Think about all this, y'all. I mean, this was actually a perpetrated malicious behavior on part of the jail staff who, for the most part, has known the corrosion and dilapidated condition of this jail for 30 years now since the jail was first built in 1991. Now, to the killing of Curtis. When the officer stormed, the Oklahoma City Police Department stormed the Oklahoma City County Jail. Again, I'm getting ready to open the floor for others to speak as well. They stormed the jail on the 10th floor. When they got into the jail, their mission was to kill Curtis from the beginning. Not one time did they ask him to drop a weapon. Not one time did they ask him to let the hostage go. They walked right in, very calmly, nonchalantly, pointed their weapons, and again, shot him in the dome twice. So I want you all to know that this killing mirrors many other killings here in Oklahoma, as well as Texas, Chicago, South Carolina, wherever the case may be. I wanted to give y'all that information to show y'all the ruthless nature of Oklahoma City police here in Oklahoma. We want y'all to know, first of all, that we're not going to tolerate it, and that the family of Curtis Buff Williams do have the right to be given access to a fair trial, and we're going to let that happen. Now, we'll take this opportunity for anybody who has questions, then we'll go on a little bit further, and then after that, we'll take a brief break and come back. So anybody has something to say on that, please feel free to do so. Okay, let's see. Let me call one more number and we'll get on with it. Now, are you there, Brother Thunderbird?
Yes, sir.
Talk to me. Tell me what's on your mind about what you heard. I mean, I'm told that you knew this brother, didn't you?
Yeah, I actually grew up with Curtis, you know, okay. And from a street perspective, I knew him as Buffalo. I grew up around 16th and Rockwell in Falls Creek Apartments, and that's where I met him in middle school, you know, as a very young kid. So kind of grew up with him. And so, yeah, when I heard about this story, it touched me because, you know, I had a personal experience with him.
Right.
So, you know, it kind of hurt, you know, when I saw what happened to him, you know, and especially after doing some investigation and learning about the conditions that he was exposed to that led up to these series of events. So it definitely got me wanted to become more active in addressing these issues that's going on. It does suck that usually it takes a personal experience for some of us to get active, but, you know, sometimes that's what it takes, a little bit of, you know, reality check to know that, you know, it could happen to you. It could happen to someone you know. It could happen to your friend, your family.
All right.
You know.
All right.
And so, it really heightened my sense of community and wanting to be a part of the solution.
Amen. Okay. Brother, we're glad to hear that. Definitely. So, in your opinion, what do you think should happen to the officers after their engagement with them?
Excuse me?
Hello, how you doing there, Jody?
Who is this?
Jody, this is Michael. That's Michael Washington. We're doing a live podcast here on the killing of Curtis Buff Williams in the county jail, and just some of those people is calling in and all this, so we just... I guess somebody called on your behalf, and I just put you on. So let me mute you for a minute, and I'll talk to you. Hold on. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
So in regards to what I feel should happen with the officers, you know, just the same thing that should happen when anyone kills another person.
Right.
I believe the same process should be undergone with these officers as if, let's say, I went shot and killed someone, the same process should be undertaken with these officers. So I believe they should get the same thing any other individual would get.
Right. Okay, good. Keep talking, brother. Now, yeah, that makes sense. So are you saying then that even if they required a death penalty, they should even get that?
Yeah, I mean, because from what we saw on video, it looked like capital murder. You know, there was no reason for that officer to use his firearm in situations like that. I'm not even a police officer, right? But I know police officers are supposed to be trained to de-escalate situations.
Right.
They're supposed to be trying to look for a solution to where life is preserved opposed to where life is taken. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it looked like capital murder. It looked like premeditated murder. It seemed like they had a plan in motion. Like they thought it out.
That's
they
right,
knew what they were going to do.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was capital murder.
Okay. So if you were there and you were sitting right there in the next cell to him, what would be your first reaction when you saw him storm in there and pull the weapon out? I mean, I'm saying this because we got people like Jody and others that's listening. They want to hear what would you think if you were actually right there. And how would you? What would your feelings be, not regardless of friend or foe? What would your thoughts be?
You know, it's difficult to put myself in that situation. In trying to put myself in his shoes or in one of his cellmate's shoes. I mean, in a high tense situation, you know, you never know what you'll do when you're under that type of pressure and stress. You know, if you're not being fed, it's very cold. You can't sleep. You can't get in your bed because you're getting bitten by bugs.
Oh.
This type of psychological pressure weighs on the human mind. If someone is going through that, they're looking for any type of way to get out of that situation. Mm-hmm. They're looking for any opportunity to seize to better that situation for themselves.
Uh-huh.
And in my opinion, I'm thinking these guys saw an opportunity to, for a second, get out of that situation that they were in.
Right.
So I'm not sitting here justifying said what they did was right.
No.
But I mean, if you put yourself in their shoes, I mean, what would you do if you were being treated in this manner? You know. I don't say I condone what they did, but I mean, something has to be done.
Okay.
All right.
Now, District Attorney David Prater said that the officers, and then we're going to give Jody and a few others a few words. The district attorney said that the officers were justified. Now, how can you come in and be justified, come into a setting, and you have a chief of police say, go in there and take him out, I mean, on television? So this backs up your concern that it was a deliberate and premeditated killing, because he says we had to go in there and de-escalate that situation. So de-escalation didn't mean talking as proof. Because they didn't say, put the weapon down, let the hostage go. They jumped right in nonchalantly and said, pop, pop. Okay?
Yep.
And
then just one more thing, Brother Michael.
On this one. Okay, go ahead.
Just one last thing, and I'll pass it over to Jody. In a hostage situation, like I'm not a police officer, but, I mean, this is just one-on-one. I mean, in hostage situation, you bring in a negotiator, a non-hostile entity.
Right.
To talk the suspect down.
Yes.
That's one-on-one hostage protocol, right? And I'm not even an officer. So me being a civilian, and I know this, it's hard for me to wrap my brain around why these officers went directly towards forcible action opposed to firstly trying to negotiate with the inmates. It seems like there was no effort put towards true de-escalation where life can be preserved.
Uh-huh.
It seems like there was an immediate action taken to solve the situation in what they best felt the best way possible, which was to kill this young man. Wow. I don't see how that is in any type of police protocol procedure. I don't know where that's written, you know, in their SOP, but it seems like no type of actual protocol was followed.
Amen, brother. And I'm pretty sure hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people agree wholeheartedly with you. Sister Jody, let's pass it on to you. What's your thoughts on all this?
My thoughts on all this is it was premeditated capital murder, what happened to Curtis Buff Williams. I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but no law enforcement officer since the trust has taken over of the Oklahoma County Detention Center are permitted to carry their firearms inside that building.
Mm-hmm.
They have to leave them in their units. They have to leave them in their personal vehicles in the parking lot. You didn't use the CERT team. You didn't try tear gas. You didn't try the big canisters that they used to spray them with mace. They didn't even try as much as the bean bag weapon to shoot Curtis with. And they just automatically called OCPD and brought a sniper in there to shoot him.
There you go.
He didn't hit an arm. He didn't hit a leg, a foot. He hit him in the head. There was no reason for that.
That's right. That's right.
I saw every bit of that footage that came out. Never not one time did I see Curtis Buff Williams. Yes, he had a shank in his hand, but it laid flat against the skin. It wasn't poking at him.
Right, right. Oh, we can
He never harmed that man. Not one time. There was one gentleman who did. But they're charging him with the murder when it was the officers who murdered him.
Deliberate act, yeah.
And then that was on the bottom tier. He stabbed him in his buttocks in the back of his thigh. He, on the top tier.
Are you still there? To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2.
Are you there?
Uh-huh, go ahead. There's somebody else talking. Go ahead.
Okay. On the top tier, he shoved him. And it was a white boy that did this. Curtis Buff Williams didn't do anything more than any other inmate has done and probably has done since then.
Amen.
When you pop the lock, because of the inhumane way that you are treating them, no food, no shower, no clean clothes, no rec time. They're charging them for commissary. Then when their commissary comes, it's not all the commissary. They'll say, oh, we're out of it. But yet they don't give back the inmate the money. That they still keep their money. The trust does. But all he did was push up out of that cell and demand a shower, some clean clothes, some food, and some rec time. My commissary. And he even threw in maybe a haircut.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. And they should have brought that CERT team in there first before they brought Oklahoma City Police in there.
Amen.
And, I mean, if the deputies that work for the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Department cannot bring their weapons inside the door, and the Oklahoma City Police who are bringing in new inmates through the Sallyport can't bring their weapons in the door, what gave the right to the man that shot Curtis Buff Williams in the head the right to bring his weapon in that door?
Whoa.
And make it all the way up to the 10th floor with it.
Hmm.
Nothing gave him that right.
You got a point there.
Go ahead.
I mean, Jody, let me ask you this. So, like I asked Brother Thunderbird, I want to make sure that we're in consensus here. What do you think should happen to the police who perpetrated this deliberate, flagrant act that we all agree it was?
The officer that shot him should be charged with premeditated capital murder.
Mm.
And the rest of every officer, I don't care if it was a deputy, a rover, which is a jailer for those that are listening that don't know what that is, or if it was the other part of the police department that was in there, any law enforcement agency that was there that conspired with the gentleman that fired that shot need to be charged with conspiracy to commit capital murder.
Woo. Man. Boy, that's a powerful statement. Y'all talking about that. Deshaun, are you on there? We still have about 15 minutes. Y'all got some of the callers here that I haven't, I don't know how to hook it up just yet, but they, I'm talking to them back and forth. That's why y'all were talking. So they're asking questions and all. So what I want to do, since we still have 15 minutes, I want to give y'all, each one of y'all right now, an opportunity to tell me, if we had an opportunity, what would be the best thing to do to straighten out that jail situation so those people are not going through what they're doing? Brother Funderburg, back to you again.
I think it first starts with the a legal aspect and drawing up a formal complaint against all the entities involved, getting as much data points from inmates, either ex or current county officials, and anyone who can add to make the formal complaint as powerful as possible, and submit that to the district attorney's office to submit a class action lawsuit against the Oklahoma County jail system.
Okay. Good, man. Now, you sounded really like you really knew and really have a heart in of what's going on here.
Brother, I'm just trying to keep up with you.
No, man. You know what? Great minds.
That's hard to do.
Oh, no, y'all, I appreciate it so much. And y'all inspire me because, like I said, y'all inspire me to do what I'm doing here. And, you know, I want to give the people their voices, you know, a platform, not only here, but in the coalition, when we go to the law library and different things, when we go to jailhouse, I want to give people a voice to let them feel that they are important to our everyday society. So let me, Jody, let me let you go and speak, and then I'll go back to a commercial after that.
Okay. Well, I also believe that the trust itself needs to be charged.
Okay.
With the murder of Curtis Buff Williams. That we all know the bad, horrible conditions of that jail and how they're treated.
Mm-hmm.
They have shut down plenty of private prisons here in the state of Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
They need to move those inmates out of that jail to those private prisons, violent offenders only.
Uh-huh.
People that are accused of violent crimes but yet have not been convicted of them. The nonviolent need to go home. And they need to tear that jail down. And they need to start all over with all new employees. I was so proud to see that the young black man was coming in as the new sheriff in town.
I'm not impressed with him at all. I got to go on a commercial break. Hold on. I'll be right back. This is live Michael Washington with the Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse International. This is Y'all's Radio, Blog Talk Radio. Your host, Michael Washington. Stay with me. All right, everybody, I'm back. It's required that I at least do a 30-second commercial. So, again, I'm just not working into this, y'all, but we're going to definitely get it right after a while because I get it first time. But I feel good about what we're doing, and it's almost like I've been doing it forever. All right, y'all, we have still about 9 minutes left. And for those of you who haven't called in yet and said you couldn't get on, we'll try to figure that out later as well, because, again, we want all your voices to be heard. Now, I want to take this opportunity to ask those of you who are listening, get comments, and ask those of you listening, what do you think the topic of next week should be? Anybody can come on. Matter of fact, I would like to talk about the abuses that those who have not died in that county jail have gone through. Like, for example, Jody, your daughter for number one.
Yes.
For next week.
Yes.
Okay, see, because we need to let her know.
They help maim and cripple her.
Well, no, I know that, but that's what I'm trying to get at. We want to devote that 45 minutes to her like we're doing tonight, though. So, but I just want to let you know, if you thought that would be a good idea, but go ahead and speak a minute on that, because we don't want you to just think it's nothing at all. But, you know, go ahead and speak a minute on why we should even be talking about that next week.
She was, although a judge in Oklahoma County knew exactly where she was and she was already in custody, took out a failure to appear, had her brought to the Oklahoma County Detention Center, held her another 34 days, knowing that she had a broken bone and an infection in it and needed it fixed severely, severely bad. And I personally went to this judge, and the judge would not give her a medical OR, an OR, a bond, or bring the court date up so I could get her out of there sooner to go and get this surgery that she had needed for over 7 months.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to have to cut you off right there, but you'll be able to say more on it like we did tonight with Curtis's situation, because these things need to be heard. And like your story, I want you to encourage others that you know to listen in, and no matter where they are, because if they call in, we want them to tell us need to be, just like, for example, your topic next. We want them to see that we're not just talking about it, but we're being about it. When we say people have a right to be heard, we mean business. You know, that's our slogan in Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse. We mean business. You know, and
we also
anybody
need
come
to
up,
talk. We also need to talk about the Rovers and how the drugs are getting in that jail.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. We'll do a story on though, but see, we don't want to mix all of them in together. We want to do your daughter, and then we talk about a drug next time. We'll talk about a jailer hit somebody in the head with a shoe. You see what I'm saying? We don't want just because you get confused. But if we stay to that topic and get me toxically involved in your situation, I'm going to be firmly upset and others too when they hear it. You know what I mean?
With Curtis Buff Williams, I've always tried to teach my children that it takes one person to step up and to make a change, to make a difference.
Yes.
And this time, it was Curtis Buff Williams. Out of all those years in that county jail, anybody who ever went in and out them doors, it was him who stepped up. And sadly, he lost his life over the fact that he wanted a shower and that he was hungry.
Yes. And he made it
But
clear.
I believe
Go ahead.
I believe none of this would be going on if it wasn't for Buff Williams.
Oh, well, no, he definitely was a martyr. I mean, I made that point clear. There's no question about that. Because he didn't have to do that, knowing that what the sacrifice was, especially when them people walked in there. He wasn't worried about dying. He wanted to be heard, but they didn't give him a chance to be heard. They came right in and killed him. Negotiating, like the brother Garrica said, and we got 5 minutes, y'all. Like the brother was just saying a while ago, you come in there with your negotiator and non-interested person who simply want to quell a situation, you know, who don't know you from a man in the moon, don't form an opinion. You come in, man, why are you doing what you're doing? Now, had he asked all of this, listen to this, y'all, he would have been able to tell on live TV exactly by speaking in calm manner what was going on. That's why they killed him to silence his voice. Because if he'd had that time in the negotiator, because normally they'll say, well, they've been negotiating with him for 15 hours. Now, he still hasn't given up. Now, you know how they do on when people block themselves in their homes or whatever. They didn't want that kind of thing to go because everybody would have been watching, as we know. And then everything would have been, the outcome would have been changed differently. So, again, we know that, again, he's a martyr, and we respect his family, and his family still, we're still trying to find an attorney for him. And, again, I vow to my desperate and dying day to make that happen. Again, I can't force these attorneys to do what we need them to do, but you can best believe one thing. It won't be because Michael Washington, you know, fervently try to make sure, I mean, with a heated passion, that these suckers be held accountable. It's like I'm doing with your daughter as well. As I've told you, been fighting with you all this time. Again, I don't abandon anyone because I wouldn't want anyone to abandon me. Y'all, let me say this right quick, and if y'all got any parting shots, y'all take about 30 seconds apiece, then I'm going to have to close out with the last few parting shots. Go ahead. One of y'all can start up, and then the other go ahead.
You need to get in touch with me so I can give you a name of an attorney for the one that's working on my daughter's case.
Okay, we're getting good.
For Curtis Love Williams' family.
This is what this is about. Y'all see what happened tonight? I didn't know you had attorneys and people, but see what happened tonight? Coming together, putting all these differences, these things to the side, you just come back, y'all, let's be ourselves. Let's be human for a minute. Then you got a whole week to do what the hell you want, not saying you, but I'm just saying anybody's listening or whatever, don't want to come on. We are trying to do something, y'all, to make this thing work. And I just appreciate y'all for coming on. And those of you who are listening to the sound of my voice who are not able to get on, hopefully next week we'll have this thing straightened out. Again, this is my first time. But at the same time, there will be other hosts outside of myself, because I know I can't do it every week, who are going to be here. Maybe Jody may be next. I don't know. You know, we'll just have to put people in line, and hopefully we can get our situations corrected and get a solution to what our problems might be. So, again, y'all have about 2 minutes. Let me just say I appreciate all of you who came on tonight. Hopefully, I'm worthy of your respect. I want to say to everyone, be blessed. At this time, I'm going to end it with another song by Alicia Keys. Again, I'm just learning how to put that on as well, so we're going to have to work with that. But again, everybody, be blessed. Again, everybody, peace, salutation. Until next time, take care.
Take care.